Proclamation number 6429 of 19th of December, 1955. Rejecting God's word. Repentance. One day it will weigh heavily on you not to have accepted the unusual gift of grace which was offered to you by me, your God and Father from eternity. I approached many people and offered them a gift which they could certainly have recognized as something unusual and beneficial to them if a sense of responsibility had prompted them to examine it. But they lacked this sense of responsibility. One day, however, they will bitterly regret it when they find out what they were offered. I myself spoke to them and could not do so more clearly due to their freedom of will, but they could have recognized my voice with a good will. If only they had sent up a thought to the God whom they, as intellectuals, could not deny. And this God would truly have sharpened their feeling for his own word. But men no longer have a connection with me that could move them to seek counsel from me in every question troubling them. They listen, smile and turn away. And this will take bitter revenge, for in addition to the lack of knowledge now comes the awareness of their own guilt, the remorse over unused opportunities for the maturing of the souls. It can take endless times before they reach this realization in the kingdom of the beyond that they were once offered light in abundance which they spurned. But the souls of those who have departed from earth can also be lured by people's loving thoughts into the realm of light of those who already wanted to bestow my light of love upon them on earth. And then repentance of their behavior can cause the light to shine upon them again and protect them from sinking into the abyss. And yet they recognize that they have missed something which cannot be made up for again. For although their state of darkness slowly changes and they see ever brighter light shining, they will never be able to attain the degree of light they were able to acquire on earth under the influence of my word, which I myself wanted to convey to them and which they resisted of their own free will. There are exceedingly many people who were able to receive my gift of grace and completely ignored it. There are also many people who allowed themselves to be touched by it and felt its benefit and yet did not allow themselves to be seriously influenced because they did not feel the full effect due to the world, which was able to register a stronger effect. And there are many people who temporarily basked in my ray of love but whose hearts did not catch fire, who practiced too little love and therefore remained cold despite my illumination, who therefore listened to my word without taking action afterwards and therefore the effect of my word on their souls failed to materialize. They all could have lifted a rich treasure, they all had wealth at their disposal with which they could work for their souls' salvation. They did not pay attention to it, and yet one day they will know what they missed out on. It means unspeakable happiness for the souls in the beyond when they hear my address. In the state of light it constitutes their bliss when they can receive light and strength directly from me. Yet my word cannot be directly heard by a soul of low degree of maturity. And therefore it is blissful when it is imparted to it. When what was abundantly offered to it in earthly life is imparted to it. But this already involves a special grace on my part that I call very many people away prematurely who paid no attention to my gift of grace on earth. For I truly use every opportunity to supply my living creations with light who are still in profound darkness, and if I don't succeed in doing so on earth, The lack of light in the beyond will do much to awaken their desire for light, and then they will more gratefully accept what they could have received in abundance on earth. But blessed are those who remember their rejection in the beyond and repent. Then I will provide for them according to their desire, and a tiny ray of light alone will be enough to make them recognize their offense, and they will ask and receive and now be able to escape the darkness. For my love wants to save but not eternally condemn. Amen.